This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, doing things a little bit different this week, just for this week, here we go. Let's talk about a little bit of the latest happenings in the world of the gun culture with the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, and that is one young Dan Zimmerman. Hello, sir.
This afternoon.
I'm good. I'm going through here, and I'm shocked at some of the articles here. Like, you're saying that there's a never-ending fallacy that disarmament makes us safer. I could have swore if there were no guns, there'd be no more bad things happening.
We're constantly told by all the smartest people that guns don't make you any safer, that they're more of a danger to you than they are than they provide any protection or any self-defense opportunity.
So is that not so?
No. In fact, that was our quote of the morning, and I pulled that from an old Thomas Sowell article from a few years ago. But it's evergreen, and it's always good to keep that kind of thing in mind, because he noted this back in 2016, and some things never change. We're hearing the same things today. In fact, The Atlantic's David Frum spent all kinds of time trying to convince his readers of exactly that same thing this past weekend.
He sure did. I saw that stuff, old David. Now, David used to be a Republican president's speechwriter.
Correct. Yeah, I think he was for Bush 2, I believe.
Yeah. And so are we supposed to sit back and say, well, he's at the Atlantic, but he's David Frum, George W.'s speechwriter, so we can listen to what he's got to say and not worry about what he, you know, the totalitarian bent that he is imposing upon us.
Yeah. Mr. Frum is the denizen of the elite coastal media provinces and has no time or no regard at all for people who disagree with him. He thinks that gun owners just are blind believers in a lie. He calls guns a lie, and the fact that tens of thousands of people defend themselves with firearms every year.
Hey.
Make absolutely no that makes nothing no difference. So, in fact, he tries to cement his argument that Americans, right thinking Americans, should give up their firearms. With this, he says, back in ancient Greece, civilization, progress towards civilization, began when the Athenians stopped carrying arms inside the city and left that savage custom to the barbarians. So, in effect, what he's saying is all right-thinking Americans should give up their guns and just let the criminals out there carry them. And I suppose by extension, then just rely on police to protect us all. He doesn't mention the fact, of course, that we've been spent the whole year now, many cities defunding their police departments and letting criminals loose and not prosecuting huge sections of the criminal code in a lot of places. And shazam, the violent crime rate in this country has skyrocketed last year. Who could have seen something like that coming? But it doesn't matter, because Frum just thinks that ordinary, responsible handgun owners should give up their guns because they give up their handguns because they make them less safe.
Of course, he doesn't take any time to give any evidence of that, right?
No, and what nobody ever seems to ask people like this is how many more robberies, rapes, murders, assaults are they willing to live with if all the people who they are suggesting give up their firearms? Because, as I said, there are tens of thousands of defensive, maybe even more, depending on who you talk to, defensive gun uses in this country every year. Those are all crimes prevented, avoided, stopped. Well, if these people are disarmed, most of those crimes are going to happen, and maybe even more, because criminals are going to be emboldened by the fact that their targets are less likely to be armed. So how many more of these violent crimes are these people willing to live with in order to achieve their utopian ideal of having a disarmed populace?
You know, I was subbing the other day at a local radio station. I had a guy call in, and he wanted to talk about guns in America. And he wanted to talk about compared to our European counterparts. And I brought up the incidence of violent crime per 100,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to talk about that. He didn't want, and he said, that doesn't matter. I said, so are you telling me that if I'm in Britain and I cave somebody's head in with a brick and kill them, that that poor dead person has somehow achieved the moral high ground because they did not die due to being shot? Is that criminal that just killed, that murderer just killed this person with a brick, are they any less of a killer because they did not use a firearm?
I think David Frum would think that the killer used the brick is somehow more virtuous than when he uses a gun.
The other question I asked him is, they don't have a gun, are they? Do you consider them to be unarmed? Because, you know, a lot of people, if they don't have a gun, they're unarmed. They can have an axe handle, a knife, a jagged glass. They can weigh, you know, 300 pounds and be nothing but look like a linebacker, and they're unarmed. So,
yes, exactly. Exactly.
These guys just kill me. They just kill me. They don't live in the real world, do they?
No, they don't, and they don't really give a damn about people who do, because they find those people distasteful, and the fact that they choose to own firearms and protect themselves and their homes with them is even more disgusting.
Right. Oh, well, I don't mind being one of the great unwashed.
Neither do I.
I don't mind that at all. I don't mind that at all. And you dress better than I did, too. I mean, you don't look unwashed. You look, Dan, respectable.
I do what I can.
Yeah. Dan always looks respectable. Nothing like seeing... I'm not going to go into that. Do you remember the dinner we had? Was it in Indianapolis when all the yelling started and you were just sort of looking at me like, hey, man, you gave me your seat, you turncoat.
I remember.
Anyway, Dan is very respectable. You can find out how respectable he is by go look at his work. And you can do that at thetruthaboutguns.com. They very prolific. There's every day to day, 10, 15 new articles covering the entire gamut of the gun culture. Thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and I've been very curious about this little topic, and you had a very good article about it. The Second Amendment sanctuary.
Yeah. There's a lot of confusion about that, and there's a fair amount of controversy, too. Because over the last couple of years, hundreds of counties and a lot of entire states have declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. And what that means differs a little bit from place to place. But what it generally means in most places is that local law enforcement will not cooperate with federal officers in enforcing federal gun control laws.
Right.
And this is in response, of course, to the Biden administration's anti-gun policies and the things that they're trying to put in place even now, with proposed rules in the ATF, and who knows what might happen if somebody like David Chipman is ever confirmed as director of the ATF.
That's sort of gone away, hasn't it?
They have gone radio silent for at least 3 weeks on that. And, you know, to be honest, with all the other bad news that the administration's been dealing with, I kind of expected on a Friday afternoon for them to announce that they were dumping that nomination, because
right.
It seems to be DOA. There doesn't seem to be any prospect of that happening. Last Friday, as the whole Afghanistan thing was blowing up and the administration was taking flak from all sides anyway, that would have been an ideal time politically to make that announcement and have it fly under the radar and not attract any more attention than it would otherwise do. But they haven't done that yet. And it's either through ignorance and inattention, or maybe they still think somehow that they're going to squeeze that nomination through. It seems pretty unlikely to me, but I don't know. There are three or four names in the Senate that have been thrown around Democrats who they say they cannot count on and will not vote for Chipman. And all the Republicans need is one, because every Republican that I'm aware of has said that they will oppose the nomination. So we shall see.
Now, the only thing that I see where there might be an issue with the Second Amendment sanctuary state, or county for that example, I could see where that would have an impact on if they decided to confiscate guns or ban guns. But how would this work with gun shops that are all federal firearms licensees? Is there another fall back to where if they're not federal firearms licensees that they would be allowed to be, or that wouldn't that be sort of a catch 22 for them?
Again, these laws differ from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. But what we're normally typically talking about here is confiscation situations. You know, if they do outlaw pistol stabilizing braces, you know, and they decide to issue a warrant for somebody who has one, then if you're in a in a Second Amendment sanctuary county or state, you know, the state is not going to use any of its resources or manpower to help the ATF execute that search warrant or arrest warrant, that type of thing. Now, there are some states, Missouri comes immediately to mind, where if a local or state agent, cop, Leo, does help a federal officer do that, they're actually subject to prosecution. And that is, that's taking the sanctuary laws farther than they've been taken in most places. That, of course, hasn't happened yet. Once it does happen, that's going to bring about all kinds of court challenges, no doubt, but we shall see.
Well, I guess if they need to be set up in the way that the immigration sanctuary states have been set up, because they have withstood court scrutiny, right, up to this point?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah.
Not everywhere, but yeah.
But anyway, just my thought. That it's a fascinating subject, because I think it should be a no-brainer. And simply because, you know, when you look at what the way certain states have done marijuana, certain states have done immigration, in a lot of ways, the federal government has simply stopped doing anything about it, haven't they?
Yeah, they've just chosen not to uphold the law and enforce, for instance, immigration laws. I mean, we basically have an open border right now. And people are coming across in the tens of thousands every month, hundreds
right.
of thousands, actually.
Right.
And it's all because, you're right, the administration decided that's a law they don't want to enforce. So, you know, it's falling to, for instance, here in Texas, the governor has a whole lot of law enforcement agents along the border, trying to protect people who live down there, and he's talking about actually building a wall along 700 or 800 miles of our border.
Yep.
So whether that happens, we'll see. A lot of people would love to see that something like that happen, and see a state decide to enforce laws that the federal government refuses to.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is hosting a 9/11 commemoration at the State Department to mark the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The secretary saying, even though what happened hurt the country, we came back together to fight back.
9/11 was, to understate, one of the darkest days in our history. But out of it also came these demonstrations of profound humanity compassion, strength, and courage. Above all, it showed our remarkable resilience.
This as Senator Chuck Schumer is in Manhattan to discuss the 9/11 First Responder and Survivor Health Funding Correction Act, the Senate Majority Leader explaining the reason the bill needs to be passed.
The number of people sick and dying has greatly increased.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans are continuing to push back on President Biden's call for vaccine mandates.
The Republican National Committee says it will sue the Biden administration over the COVID vaccine mandates that the president announced on Thursday. In a statement, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called the mandate unconstitutional and said that the RNC would sue when it goes into effect to protect Americans and their liberties. The president announced Thursday that all federal workers and contractors would be required to get vaccinated, along with new rules from the Department of Labor that would require employers with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations or perform weekly testing. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
U.S. travelers who aren't vaccinated against the coronavirus are facing new restrictions in France, the country now requiring a negative COVID-19 test before traveling. That's in addition to a 7-day quarantine after entering France if the traveler has an essential reason for being there. This comes after France moved the U.S. and Israel down to its orange list. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. He is the editor-in-chief there. And for Mr. Bach, how do you pronounce his name? Bosch? Bach? What is it?
Bach.
Bach. For Mr. John Bach, we get this. The anti-violence activists got busted. Please tell me about this.
Yeah, this is something that they've been trying in Chicago for years, trying to hire basically gang members as so-called violence interrupters.
Mm-hmm.
And basically paying gang members to convince their supposedly former fellow gang members not to shoot and kill each other. That doesn't always work out well, and it didn't work out well in Chicago recently, as three of these former gang members who had been charged with illegal gun possession were charged again with illegal gun possession, some after opening fire on other people. And as much as we love to poke fun at Chicago and point out what a shooting gallery that city is, they're hardly alone. We had another article recently or quote of the day regarding a similar program in San Francisco, where they are paying multiple offenders $300 a month to stop shooting people. They're not hiring. Yes, exactly. They're not hiring gang members, but they're saying, hey, if you're a criminal and you're a recidivist, we're going to pay you $300 a month if you promise not to shoot people. And these people know that the politician, see, this is what happens when you defund the police. The justification for defunding the police is to throw that money into other so-called community-based solutions to reducing crime. The strange thing is, these things never work. You have to actually enforce laws and get criminals off the street if you're going to reduce actual crime.
How does one vet a would-be assailant with a deadly weapon? How do you get out there, and how does somebody come up, hey, yeah, I heard that you guys are paying people not to shoot people. You know, I've been walking around. I got this gat right here. I got this record. I'm not even supposed to have this gun. And, you know, just the other day, I was like, you know, maybe I want to bust some caps. But, you know, if I had $300, how often do I get paid that? Is that a week? Is that per head? I mean, how much money are we talking about here? I mean, how do they know who to go to? Huh?
That's $300 a month.
$300 a month?
Yes, $300 a month.
Wow, the people in Chicago, lives in Chicago are pretty cheap to these people that are setting these prices, huh?
And the thing is, the people who advocate these programs know how, number one, ludicrous, and number two, unpopular they are. This is what someone named David Muhammad, who works for, he's the executive director of the National Institute for Criminal Justice Reform, said about this San Francisco program. He said, what we're talking about is saying we're going to invest in resources in this 25-year-old who has 8 previous arrests, who is on parole, who is a proud member of a neighborhood clique, and who is not even seeking services. Now, see, he won't call a spade a spade here and say that this is a gang member. Instead, he's going to call a street gang a neighborhood clique. He goes on to say, it's just not a popular decision to make, and it may not be politically palatable, but that's what you have to do in order to reduce gun violence. So what he's saying is, you've got to pay these street gang members who, in this, he makes this one example of an 8-time loser, 8 previous arrests, who's on parole, is a proud member of a street gang, of course. Again, he calls it a neighborhood clique. And we just have to pay these people and hope it all works out for the best.
A boys' social club.
Yeah, it's just a community group that gets together on street corners every once in a while.
A basketball league without a court.
Yeah, and who also happens to be involved in the drug trade and shooting each other and shooting rival gangs. Rival neighborhood clique members.
So in other words, whoever's going out there, now who's actually administering this money? Where do these guys go to get their check?
You know, I don't know. I think that varies. I'm not sure in San Francisco who's actually doing that. But in San Francisco, this program's called the Dream Keeper Fellowship. I'm not sure exactly. My guess is that the city of San Francisco is hiring some community group to administer this. So the community group is, of course, making money to do this. And, you know, they're probably paying them $600 per person, and $300 goes to the gang members, and $300 is kept for a fee for the community organization.
I was just wondering. So, this means that somewhere in Chicago, they know where all the troublemakers are.
To a large extent, yes. I mean,
instead of going in there and take. Now, do they have bail reform in Illinois? Is that what's going on?
I believe they do. Yeah.
So they've just given up on arresting them, and now they're just going to pay them.
Well, the city of Chicago has, for years, had a revolving door criminal justice system, the likes of which most cities have never even seen. People come in, they're arrested, they're arraigned, and they're out on low bail. No matter how many times they've been arrested, frequently the same day. It's just it's ridiculous. There is no active program to try to keep these people off the streets. Doesn't matter how much of a recidivist you are. Doesn't matter how serious the crimes you are. There's almost nothing short of shooting a cop that you can do that's going to keep you in jail in the city of Chicago.
Well, see, I've known that they know where these guys are. They've known for a long time where these troublemakers are, but I mean, I've also seen where the cops are in like verbal combat with Kim Fox, and you know.
Correct. Exactly. Another prosecutor who won't prosecute.
A Soros prosecutor.
Yes, and they're assaulted all around the country.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe that would be something you need to turn your writers towards. Talk about old George, huh? Or have you already done that?
We've done that many times. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, George Soros. He seems like the topic that just always is ready to give. You hang on for me, sir. And, you know, I'm pulling all of this off of the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. I have long used them as a resource. There was a time when this radio show started, and I didn't know where to go to look for this kind of topic, this kind of content. This is the only place I could find any. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And let's talk about this recall race. Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty heated. And if you, if judging by the response and what's going on in the media, it sounds like the Democrats are worried that Mr. Newsom may find himself out of a job pretty soon.
Well, you know, there's one thing. Should I be... Do you think it's naive for me to think there's just regular Democrats out there that think the way they used to? You know, back in the 60s, it looked to me, and, you know, you got to remember back in the 60s, I was probably, you know, a very mature 5 or 6 years old. It looked to me like politicians were going in the same direction, but they just had a different way to get to the location.
Things certainly changed. I mean, we are more unquestionably more polarized than we were back then.
No doubt about that.
But a lot is riding on this because it isn't just Newsom. People have looked at the Senate as well, and still in the Senate after all these years is Dianne Feinstein, and she ain't no spring chicken. And people are concerned that she might die, become unable to continue in office, and if Newsom loses his seat and somebody like Larry Elder is in that seat, he's not going to appoint a Democrat to take Feinstein's seat if something should happen to her. He's going to appoint a Republican, and that's one of the biggest things Democrats are worried about. And, of course, they won't talk about that. I've seen a couple of articles about it. And Feinstein, you know, some people have actually suggested that she should quit now and let Newsom appoint her replacement. She said, as if, I'm not going to do that. So there's all kinds of skullduggery and things going on here. Of course, we've seen articles already planted, some battle space preparation in the media, calling into question the vote. And this is by mainstream media types. So basically, they're laying the groundwork, saying that if Newsom should lose, there's going to be something wrong with the vote. Obviously, that could only be due to irregularities, voter fraud. Therefore, we must do something about that, and we must investigate, see what we can find. It's going to be quite the circus.
It ought to be very entertaining.
Yeah, it definitely will be. My guess is it's going to be close enough, like every other big election these days. It's going to be close enough that we may not know for days or weeks how this thing comes out, especially when it ends up in court.
How did we get to this point to where nowadays a iPhone has more computer power than the computers they used to get to the moon, but we can't figure out who won an election now like we used to in the same day?
Yeah, I have difficulty as well. I think there are a lot of people who have vested interests in us not being able to determine, before we even go to sleep at night on election day, who won. There are a lot of people who like it that way, very much so. I'd be all for going back to paper ballots and punch cards and the whole thing.
No mail-in ballots.
Yeah, no mail-in ballots. Let people vote a week, 10 days, 2 weeks in advance, but they got to do it on paper. And no mail-in unless you're in a hospital bed or something like that. There's too many opportunities. But as you said, because technology has advanced so far and a lot of jurisdictions have embraced that in terms of their voting, there are a lot of opportunities for chicanery, and we've seen it. We're going to see it more and more the more that people get away from traditional voting methods. X's on paper, punching a card, hanging chads, the whole thing. And we are, again, we're a 50-50 nation. And it's interesting that even in a deep, deep blue state like California, somebody like Newsom is so unpopular that this will probably be a very close vote. That means a whole lot of Democrats are going to be more than happy to see the back of him.
I guess we're going to see. Part of me hopes that there's enough people that want to be free and are tired of all of this lockdown. I think in a lot of ways they sort of red-pilled, all of these blue states have sort of red-pilled their own population by pushing the edge of this envelope they've been pushing as hard as they've been going.
I think increasingly that is happening. And something that I just heard a news update during the last break that's might help this kind of thing. The World Health Organization just announced that COVID is not going away. It is going
like
to be
luggage.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's going to be just like the flu. It's going to mutate and come back every season, just like the flu always has. And we're just going to have to deal with it. And what that means is, we're not going to be able to lock down. Lockdowns don't work. They're not going to stop this. We've got examples of states and countries that have gone full lockdown, and their experience with it hasn't been any better than places that have had more open policies. So let's just learn to deal with it. And, you know, people can get vaccinated or not as they choose, and hope for the best.
You know, I've been searching my memory, and I mean, even when I was in the military, this whole idea of being vaccinated was never pushed the way this particular one has been being pushed.
No, but of course you didn't have any choice in the military. I mean, you got whatever shot they're going to give you, no matter what. Correct?
Yeah, but I mean, right now in the military, if you don't take the shot, they've decided to mandate it, and if you don't take it, you got 30 days. You got 30 days to take it, or then you're out.
Right.
Well, I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't know what else they give you. I mean, I'm sure they give you. I'm sure they give you a battery of all kinds of stuff.
If you decided,
you didn't want one of those other ones, same thing would happen, right?
Oh, when you're in the MEP station, you're going down the you're going down a gauntlet of all kinds of people. A veritable gauntlet.
Yeah, so I'm sure you're a pincushion by the time you're finished with all that.
Oh, absolutely. It's quite the thing.
Yeah.
It's quite the thing. And I mean, that's why I took that after all of that stuff, and I never had any issues with any of it. That's why I took the vaccine as I took it this time. So
I did too.
In any event, before we run out of time, you can find that article as well as all kinds of articles, 10, 15 new articles a day by going to thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me, sir. Always appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.